Hello, respected viewers of George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel once again. And in this, I'm commenting on General Sergei Surovikin and some others. And he's not been seen in public since. So my goodness, is it the 24th of June? So that's 6 days ago. Remember, Surovikin, he was commander of the air forces, as in both meant to be aviation and space. Originally, he's an army general. And so how old is he now? He's about 56 now. Anyway, he's just a kind of man after Putin's heart, smiling absolutely stone cold. And the other one who Putin really likes is Valery Gerasimov. And Gerasimov is like a miniature Frankenstein. Neither particularly tall men. Remember, Putin likes to surround himself with people who are short, ideally shorter than himself. They're not easy to find. So there are lots of media outlets, Russian media outlets, some of these pro-war bloggers have been saying that Surovikin's been arrested by the FSB. He's being interrogated, held in an isolator. I don't know if that's true or not. An isolator is a very, very small cell, like smaller than the average bathroom, almost as small as like a lavatory cubicle. So you go absolutely insane, really breaks your will to resist. You just can't take it. Nowhere to walk, nothing to read, nothing to do, nothing to think about. Sometimes can't properly lie down, it's so small. And I just have no contact with anyone besides your interrogators. So some people in the Russian Defense Ministry are saying this off the record, but the government tellingly has not put out any official statement. He was seen on the media almost every day since the war began, over 16 months ago. So the last time we've seen in public, 24th of June, was the day of Yevgeny Prigozhin's so-called March for Justice. Rybar, as meaning fisherman, is one of the most prominent pro-war, pro-Kremlin bloggers, and says that Surovikin has been apprehended on suspicion of complicity with Prigozhin's plot. So officials in the United States, they've given off the record briefings to their pet American journalists, such as the New York Times, claim that Surovikin is under arrest for this because they believe, well, the Russian state believes that he was a confederate of Prigozhin in this plot to oust Putin. Of course, Prigozhin claims there was no plot to oust Putin. It was only against Gerasimov and the defense minister, Sergei Shoigu. So, of course, the Russians will dismiss the New York Times, which published this, as the sewer of choice for Langley Farm. Where is the CIA, the State Department, I don't know, putting this out? Of course, it could be Uncle Sam's disinformation campaign to terminate the career of an effectual and particularly merciless Russian general. And that is really saying something for Russian general. If by Russian standards, he's merciless. And it could be just to simply to sow discord within Russia's ranks to make Putin even more paranoid than he already is. Although, as the saying goes, just because you're paranoid, it doesn't mean they're not out to get you. So Putin is paranoid, but he's increasingly right to be so, because Gerasimov and Shoigu have overpromised and underdelivered. So has Putin himself, but he's never a man to fess up, to confront the ugly truth, and he always dissociates himself from failure. Other people have to take the rap. He does make unpopular decisions. Subordinates have got to do that, so the unpopularity accrues to them. Very cunning and utterly dishonorable. And maybe the real plotter was someone else. I don't know. The US would not exactly be saying this, the US government, if they thought it would be unhelpful to their cause. So the former head of Echo Moskvy, that was a liberal radio station, said that Surovikin and some of his lieutenants, his other officers, his entourage, they have not been in touch with their families since the 26th of June. Now, notably, that's 2 days after the March for Justice. And it didn't say Echo Moskvy, that journalist, he's not running the radio station anymore. He didn't say that these guys have been arrested, impliedly. They have been arrested, but he didn't actually explicitly say so. So it's claimed by some that Surovikin was aware of Prigozhin's plot a few days before it was executed. but aware that could be the FSB tipped him off, be ready because it's about to happen and we're going to have to try and stop Prigozhin. Or it could be aware in that he's actually in on it and he's a co-conspirator along with Prigozhin. So Prigozhin obviously launched his attack into Rostov-na-Don, but that very day, Surovikin made a broadcast saying the Wagner fighters should lay down their arms. So Prigozhin had a notably cordial relationship with Surovikin. And Prigozhin had also openly suggested that General Militsev be made a defense minister. Not everybody in the army or the air force or whatever detests Prigozhin. Some of them have some respect for him. He's achieved some results and so on. Maybe he's bribed them. I don't know. But really, money talks, particularly in Russia, where the salaries of generals are actually not generous by world standards. Which is why until recently, we're often selling off fuel, selling off tires, even ammunition. Surovikin himself was found guilty of selling weapons in the early 90s. But then that was overturned on appeal, which might just be because he had friends in high places. However, very curious. The plot thickens. So Prigozhin was assumed to be counting on some of the army, air force, other units coming over to him, and if not, at least being neutral. And that appears to be the case, that at least there was some benevolent neutrality, which is why he was able to get hundreds of miles across Russia in just a few hours with almost no attempt to stop him. The five helicopters which he shot down, the two planes, I was told by a Ukrainian source, one that was the communication plane, the very expensive one. Russia only had 12 of those at the beginning of the war. One was destroyed in the ground in Belarus a few months ago, supposedly by Belarusian dissidents. Other people say by Ukrainian special forces. But this plane is actually vital to be listening in on the enemy and routing the communications of all the military units, because it's very, very tricky. Otherwise, you don't know where your units are, where the enemy units are. There can be lots of blue-on-blue incidents where you accidentally kill your own side. So President Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, he notably refused to be drawn on the whereabouts of General Sergei Surovikin. Now, why? Because Dmitry Peskov is not usually a man who's lost for words or is, you know, bereft of something to say. So it would suggest, because the true answer reflects very badly on the Kremlin, that really Surovikin is being tortured in the dungeons of the Lubyanka or something like that. And it looks very bad for Russia that one of their top generals would try to overthrow Putin. So Surovikin, who was briefly in charge of Russia's campaign in Ukraine, the end of 2022, early 2023, claiming the regime was criminal in Ukraine, leading people towards death. So it seems that Surovikin was in on the plot. Then he found out that the SSFSB had rumbled it. The plot went off half-cocked, had to be started prematurely because the army tried to kill Prigozhin, failed. The arrest warrant issued. So Prigozhin went ahead, seized Rostov-na-Donu, but Shoigu and Gerasimov have been tipped off and fled. So Surovikin thinks the plot has been uncovered. Prigozhin's failed to capture the defense minister or the top general. This whole thing's going to fail, so I'll abandon it. And he came out and made that statement. Prigozhin got to Voronezh and thought, you know, I just don't have enough troops, and the army commanders are not coming over to my side. I'm not going to be able to take Moscow. And Lukashenko was used as a conduit between Putin and Prigozhin, and that's where the deal was hammered out. But Prigozhin, methinks, he will not make old bones. He's in Belarus. He's got thousands of hardened fighters. Maybe quite difficult to get to him and poison him. That's what a Ukrainian source said to me. So maybe he's fairly safe there. Or he might go to one of those African countries where he's well-regarded, where his soldiers, the Praetorians of the president in the Central African Republic or something like that. Right, thanks for watching. Goodbye.